All right, Matt, you sure you want to do this? this is your chance to back out here. You sure you want to do this?
Wait, why? What are you thinking?
Well, you think people are going to want to hear this?
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Do you think the better question is, do you think we remember how to do this?
It's like riding a bicycle. It's got to be like riding a bicycle. It'll be fine.
It's like go time. The bright lights hit Matt in the face, and boom, we're ready to record.
Deer in the headlights. Yeah. It's like when I play games, and you know people I don't know come on. I just clam up and shut up.
Mm. I was talking to some friends earlier, and they said, you know, everybody's got a podcast these days. I said, what the hell? What's one more, right?
Yeah. There's always room. Yeah, it's like Jell-O. There's always room for Jell-O. There's room for one more podcast.
Speaking of Jell-O, you talking about soup. I didn't think you were a soup guy. All of a sudden, you've been talking about a lot of soup. Where is this coming from?
I don't know. I'm not a soup guy. I'm not.
I know.
But work is brought back soup, okay, every day. During COVID and all that shit, they got rid of soup. But now they brought soup back. And the soup that they got is real hearty. It real got a lot of substance to it. You know what I mean?
Well, hard. So, you know, for soup illiterate people, a hearty soup is something that's got like a lot of ingredients in it. It's not just liquid.
Yeah, it's 10 steps above Campbell's that you get at the grocery store. You know, you get, you know, a can of chicken noodle soup at the grocery store, and it's mainly broth and some noodles and barely any chicken. Mm-hmm. The stuff they're getting at work is pretty. It's got some stuff to it, man. It's pretty good. And then they brought back my favorite, which was tomato basil bisque, which is, I always love that.
Mm,
they have that. And we got every Friday, so.
And we know you're a holy guy, so of course you can have that on Friday.
Friday. Yep.
That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. Lent. Fish. Yeah. Second Friday of doing this.
I got some chicken sausages ready for tomorrow. I might, you know.
Oh, nice.
The wife and kids are away at Disney, and my wife left me with a whole bunch of sausages. I might have a sausage potpourri tomorrow, just grill them all up.
It's great, yeah, because you're the one to eat them, right?
Yeah, it's exactly. I might just leave them out, like, strewn about through the house, cooked, in any room I go in there.
The sausage ready to go. It's just house sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's perfect. You walk around, yeah. Because you work at home, you know, so going around your office, you get up, go take a break or whatever, you walk in the bathroom, look, sausage, you know. Go in the kitchen, sausage.
Yeah.
Living room, sausage.
I'm going to let that bathroom sausage go away. I'm going to ignore that.
Yeah, wow.
So what are we thinking here? Every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
Record, yeah. When, as time allows, but like release the show, what, every 2 weeks on a Monday or a Sunday, something like that?
I'm thinking,
we can't oversaturate the market, Matt, with this, you know, soup and sausage talk right off the bat. You know, we have to ease our way into these types of topics. Otherwise, you know,
we can get
lost in the shuffle.
Well, you know, soup and sausage talk. That kind of stands out. Especially when you talk about sausage in every room.
You know, some people might be really, you know, turned on by that. They might have to pull over if they hear that type of stuff.
Hey, it could be a good thing to wake people up on a Monday morning on their way to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people want to listen to us on a Sunday night.
No, well, you know, there's a clinical thing out there, the Sunday night blues. I'm sure there's, you know. Depending on how it lands, it could, you know, heighten their blues, or it could, you know, alleviate some of the pain. It remains to be seen.
Well, I could see that. I could see. Well, oh, here's these guys again, Sunday night.
Yeah.
No, I'll wait till. No, that's not going to be my Sunday night routine. Or it could be. Or it could be. Hey, you know what? The last hurrah for the weekend. Until I, you know, go back to work.
Well, you know, it's going to be a shorter podcast than people are, you know, maybe were accustomed to listening to us before, where we sort of rambled for hours and we had a lot we had a lot of gaming stuff in there. You know, I think certainly we will cover gaming, because you know that's the sort of the foundation of our friendship here. That's how we got to know each other, through gaming and gaming podcasts. So I think certainly we'll talk gaming, but I think we'll talk other things as well. Like, you just went on a company trip, and you said you stole a couple cans of ragu from the warehouse, and you took a bath in ragu.
They had plenty to spare.
When was the last time you had ragu?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a while. It's been a while since I had ragu.
That feels like an 80s, like a big 80s tomato sauce. And ragu traditionally is like a pizza sauce, right? It's not something you're having with pasta, or have they expanded?
Yeah, it's always been like a major pasta sauce, ragu. That's how they got. I think the pasta sauce came before the pizza sauce. Mm. That's my thinking.
I'm thinking I had the ragu over the pandemic for the pizzas that my wife was attempting to make. You know, when everybody was getting like the pizza stone and all that type of stuff.
Yep.
I think it's probably, if I had to guesstimate, so it's probably been about 3 or 4 years.
I mean, it's not. No, I would say this. It's not our go-to pasta sauce.
We don't want to talk about you driving the tow carrier around at the warehouse, bowling donuts and maybe knocking a few cases over. The company will just write that off.
I might have pulled an Austin Powers in this tunnel that goes from one plant to the other, with a big conveyor belt of pasta sauce going next to you. I might have got one of those little carts stuck in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, still there.
Now, you had to wear a hairnet and a beard net.
And a smock.
Now, the better question is, did you put these on yourself, or did someone have to put them on for you?
Nah, I put them on myself. Yeah. Yeah, we all put them on ourselves. Beard net, hair net, earplugs, a smock, safety vest, safety mic. So you don't want to fall into a vat of pasta.
Did you see any of those?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Here's a better question for you. Did you see anybody actually working there, or is this another one of these facilities where you're putting the man out of the work and it's just all automated?
I'm glad you asked this question, Mike, because I want to tell you about this one guy I saw, the job he
had. This only one guy I saw.
I saw a guy, his job was, you know what a pallet is, right? A pallet, and on a pallet they stack the jars of pasta, okay, whatever.
Yep.
So his job was, the pallet would come out of this machine full, stacked up of sauce, okay? He took a piece of cardboard that was 4 foot by 4 foot and placed it on top of that pallet. And then it went to a machine that put shrink wrap around it. That's all he did. He put cardboard on top of that pallet.
Well, that's like living the dream, right?
More power to him. I'd be bored as death doing that. Mm-hmm. But
sort of like this podcast gig.
Yeah, Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how this is happening.
Yeah. All I know is I got a text one day. What do you think about podcasting again? And I said, it's funny you should say that. I kind of had similar thoughts too, but, worried about the old voice here holding up. But as I've communicated, since July, I've been on a very strict diet and workout, and I'm just crossed the 50-pound loss mark, so I'm feeling good.
Is incredible, Mike.
I know. We won't be, sadly, the listeners won't be able to see us. We're not going to be doing a Twitch stream, so it's all going to just be audio. It's really a no-frills endeavor to stick our toe back into the podcast waters to see if this is something we want to do. So there's not going to be any, intro music, outro music to start. There's no Benny Hill music or any sort of that, and there's no Twitch stream. It's just really, this is like when Aerosmith goes on an acoustic tour. right? Yeah. And they just really strip it back. There's no backdrop. There's no electrical instruments. It's just them and the acoustic instrument. This is what we're doing. I don't know if this is a swan song, if this is a epilogue, prologue, prequel, sequel. Remains to be seen. I think it's just our unplugged album.
Yeah, unplugged and second thoughts, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
On second
thought. On second thought, maybe. I think, too, with spring coming around, I think some things, great things to talk about would be you and your yard. You're always in the yard now with your mansion there in the Hamptons.
Yep.
Doing all the yard work, get your zero turn that you always talk about and love. You're like the Hank Hill of lawnmowers now. So
I'm getting worried about my zero turn. The landscaping companies had it for a couple of weeks, and I was scolded last season. I had the audacity to call them up in like
I remember you talking about April
or May, going, "Hey, my zero turn's not really running well, and I need to have it brought in. What's the turnaround time?" And the guy said, "Like, I don't know." I'm trying to remember the details of the story now, but I want to say he said like 4 to 6 weeks, right? And I was like, "Oh my god!" And I said, "All right," and then I called him like a week later. He did say 4 to 6 weeks, but I did call him a week later to see, "Hey, is it still 4 to 6 weeks? Because I got to make alternate arrangements." And a different guy answered the phone and said, "No, it's more like 8 to 10 weeks." And I blew a gasket at that point.
And well, you didn't handle that well, did you?
No. And within like 2 or 3 days, the zero turn showed up at my house, fully serviced. That was a hell of a conversation there. It pretty much got to the guy telling me how long he's been business, and I was pretty much telling him I've been doing customer support work since 1993, and I'm not saying that the customer is always right, but you don't do a bait and switch. I said to the guy, at the very least, when I expected to call, "Mike, you're still in the same line. We quoted you 4 to 6 weeks. It's been a week. Now it's 3 to 5 weeks. Now you're telling me 8 to 10 weeks, and you're like giving me an attitude about it?" Right. Anyways, spring is around the corner, even though it's 19 degrees outside right now. Spring is around the corner. But there's another thing I think we can talk about. It might be scandalous, Matt, is that the Fanatical has taken over the uniforms in baseball, and the players are very, very upset. The numbers are ironed on now. They're not sewn on.
Yeah.
The numbers and the lettering is very small. But the latest story that came out today, and maybe you'll be aroused by this. I'm not. The pants are see-through.
Wait a minute. They what now?
Yes.
Apparently,
some of these uniforms, I'm not sure when they're wearing their home whites or away grays, the players are saying that the pants are transparent, that you can see through them. The fiber count
is thinner.
Some corners were cut. And I think one player said, it takes a long time to get to the big leagues. And part of the getting to the big leagues is putting on a big league uniform that's quality product that is custom to you. You get tailored to your, dimensions. And they're saying that's not the case. This is just something that's pulled off the rack. Like, you could go to wherever they sell Fanatical stuff and wear the same uniform that Player X is wearing.
Yeah, It's
really
cheap. I read an article about that today.
Yeah, cheapen the experience for some players.
Yeah, I guess one of the big things they pointed out was the Cardinals and the Phillies, their uniforms. How the Cardinals got St. Louis going across the chest, and the Phillies got Phillies going across. Well, that used to be embroidered into the shirt.
Yeah.
And then it's an iron-on patch. Like, you go down to freaking Velvet Sheen. And get just a T-shirt with a freaking patch of a monster truck on it or something.
Remember those in the 80s? You'd go to the store and you'd pick something off the wall and they'd pull it down and they'd put that heat press on it and boom. Yeah, and that had that shiny decal that you really liked.
Man, I tell you, when we were good at home, we'd go after church, we'd go down to Velveteen. and get, you know, pick out, you know, t-shirt and that, you know, and get to pick out. But if we were, you know, had a good day, we helped dad around the house or something like that on a Saturday, man, we got to pick the knife iron-ons, man, the ones that you said were shiny and had a little
orange and gray sparkle
Yes, sir. Man, that was, and then after about 2 or 3 washes in the wash, it was, you know, useless.
I used to hang around that store at the mall to the point that there was a store on the other side that music videos were big at this point. So this was like early to mid 80s when, you know, MTV was booming. And this store opened up that you could go in and record your own music video. And
I'd never seen anything like that.
Yeah. And, you know, it was kind of like early days of karaoke, right? You weren't doing your own music. They would supply you the music, and you were just recording your own video, like acting to the music. And I had my battle jacket on. You know, metalheads would call it like our battle jacket. So I had my denim jacket on with all like the Aussie and Guns N' Roses patches. And so the person doing the advertising company plucked me out and said, "Hey, we need a couple people to like walk into the store," like they were filming a commercial of like kids walking in to record. And so they used to only play it like on like local channels. It wasn't like nationwide or anything. So you know how you watch some like programming and then every once in a while they squeeze in a local commercial. I think they're obligated to play some so I would be on that. So it'd be weird. You'd be watching, like, you know, the local news, and all of a sudden I come across the screen walking into the store.
I know that kid. Yeah. I know that dude.
Look at that strut.
You tell me your fame didn't start with, you know, bad fodder figures or with what's some other podcast you was on?
Gamers
Beta and stuff like that. You was famous way before them days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Big in
Medford, Mass. A real big deal.
And I'm not sure many people know, you know, you were in a band, okay? You know, pretty heavy, you know, band, drummer, okay?
Yep.
And there's footage of you on YouTube getting cracked upside the head with a cue ball.
A mad ball, sir. A mad ball, please.
Mad ball.
Please.
I'm trying to make it sound cooler, Mike.
A mad ball is a cue ball in a sock. That is true.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So, see, when you said mad ball, I'm thinking mad ball, the toy balls that you would get back in the 80s, 90s. Do you remember them?
Yeah. One of my favorite bands is called Mad Ball, and their logo is one of those things, you know, sort of that thing. But yes, so, on the streets, Matt, you know, I know you've lived in the cul-de-sac a long time, but on the streets. these weapons are called a mad ball. When you put a cue ball, not just like an 8 ball or the 7 ball, it's got to be the cue ball, and you put it in one of those, I guess so, and you put it in one of those tube socks like you had in the 80s.
Yeah.
All right, and then you tie it up real close and taut to the ball, and then the extra length of the sock you wrap around your knuckles, so then the ball just moves like side to side on the, you know, just picture that like moving your wrist, right? And then the ball is just there. And then you just, you know, like this particular scumbag didn't do it in front of my face. He was about 5 or 6 rows deep, came over the top, and then cracked me in the eye with it. So
that's amazing.
And I didn't fall. It's on YouTube. This is very true. This is true. These are true stories.
Everything we say is true.
Yeah.
That's you know, if we do this thing, we gotta be truthful about stuff.
There's no fudging it. There's no enhancing the stories. It's got to be factual.
I'm not sure there's much enhancing with the stories that we can have. I mean, some of the stories that we have are just out of there anyway. That I don't know if people would believe it or not.
Yep. So yeah, great. I think we've talked ourselves into it. Every 2 weeks. Show will roll out on your favorite podcast particulars, your apps, your doodads, your Bob's.
Yeah. It's all up in the clouds now, you know.
Cloud gaming, big thing. Phil Spencer says 10% of Xbox's revenue now is cloud gaming.
Look at that. I don't know, there's a whole lot going on there, the whole gaming community and stuff right now.
Sure is, but you know what? A lot of games coming out too. Helldivers 2, fantastic little game.
Incredible game if you get into play. Incredible game.
They had an update today, Matt, and let me tell you, that's the AFK update, so if you're just on the ship, you know, idle for 15 minutes, you get booted out. So there's no issues getting in now. I've been in.
Okay, I'm going to try then tonight.
Yeah, no issues getting in, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll try.
I mean, there's going to be some gaming stuff and some real-life stuff and sports. And, you know, I think the only thing we probably will stay away from is Matt's sex life. Well, maybe we'll get into that. I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Well, I gotta have one first.
Touche. But yeah.
I think no more marathon shows for sure. You know, hour or so. You know, when I say or so, you know, maybe like hour 10 minutes or something at the moment. But yeah, you know, keep them. I think we'll keep them short and quick. Yep. You know,
that's like my, just like my sex life.
Yeah, short and quick. That's the way Lynn likes it. Get this son of a bitch out of here.
Yep. You came out of the basement for this?
Yeah. There was sausage up here.
I'm just going to put them in the vents. I think that's what I'm going to do tomorrow, is just put them in the vents and then turn the heat on.
Oh, my God.
Lynn will come home from Disney. Just thought she walked into a meat factory.
She's like, did you even shower while we were gone? Oh my God.
I'll just be in a complete state of bliss. I'll just be in my underwear, all Vaselined up, and then just sauced. It's like you've been like the ballpark and those sausage carts around the park. It's just me, and I'll have like one of those tanning shields, you know, with sunglasses on, and I'm just sitting there, smelling of the sausage in the oils and the grease leaking out of my pores and out of the vents. Yep.
Yeah, that'd be a sight to be seen.
It would.
Yeah. Well, you know, with your weight loss and everything, it probably would actually be a pretty good decent sight compared to, you know, a couple years ago.
That's right, I've been hitting those weights.
Nice, man.
Yep.
Man, you're totally toned up.
I had a weird thing today. I was lifting. I was, you know, today was sort of arms and shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as one is ought to do when they're lifting weights is to admire your physique and frame. Not selfies, not in front of a mirror, just, you know, looking down at your arm. And my I'm not sure if I should be concerned about this. My left bicep was kind of, I don't know how you say this, it was sort of like, it was pumped up, but it was leaning in like a leaning tower of like pizza, you know. It was just leaning. It wasn't like on the bone. I think I worked it like it got too like
you broke it.
I think it was in a state of shock that this much weight was going on, and it just sort of it pumped itself up like Popeye for a minute, and then it just went. I don't know what that's all about. I'll have to figure that out another day. You know, I got this email from Amazon Prime. You're an Amazon Prime guy, right?
Yes, sir.
$9 a month now. You can see doctors. Did you get one of those emails?
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, Amazon Care or something like that. I think it's like really? An extra $6 for the whole family. And you're like, so you just get 24/7 care, like, you know, you're doing like telehealth.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, we got my insurance carrier from work has that, where you know, like log in, do like the FaceTime thing with them or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's cheap. It doesn't cost you much, and it actually, I think the telecare stuff is free for us.
Yeah, I mean, so, if you think about it, the number of times you go to a doctor, how much are they really doing for you in the room? You know, the most they're doing is like you're walking in and they're checking your blood pressure and you're getting on a scale and they're doing that type of BS. But the doctor is just sitting there talking to you. Like,
yeah,
why the fuck can't I just do that at home?
Right.
I mean, I do that at home with my therapist. And that's another thing we'll talk about on the show. You know, I've been into some therapy, trying to get this brain straightened out and be a better human being.
You are, wow.
Not afraid to admit that. Yeah. Every Every Thursday.
Like we're switching roles. I feel like we're switching roles here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm at the point, too, where a lot of times where I just don't give a care anymore about stuff. It's like, you know what? If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. All right? You know, the people complain about stuff. It's like, oh, why do you care? It's not, okay, so what? It's, how's it affecting you? It's not. So let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was, real quick, an interesting story. The Bruins announced, the Boston Bruins, got the second best record in the NHL. The announcer for the Bruins, Jack Edwards, has been having some speech issues. And people were speculating he had cancer or he had a stroke or an aneurysm or something. And an article came out today saying that, you know, he just wanted to address it and said he's perfectly fine. He's had all sorts of stress tests and health tests. And, you know, he skis, you know, religiously. And just something has happened, though, that he says it's hard for him to talk a lot and keep, you know, the pronunciation, which made me think of Matt. I was like, well, that hasn't stopped Matt. But but he, you know, he gets paid to call these games, and he says he's meeting with a lot of speech therapists, and he does about on off days, he does about 60 to 90 minutes of speech therapy, and then on days of the show, he does about 10 to 15 minutes right before the game. But he said, you know, he's thinking of it as an in-season injury, and hopefully the therapy corrects itself. But he says, you know, if it doesn't get better, you know, he has the wherewithal to say, you know what, I'm impacting the product, and I gotta retire. He's 60; he'll be 67 next year, so it's not like he's being cut down in the middle of his career. He says he's only got about 3-4 years left before he retires, anyways. But Jack Edwards used to be on ESPN, and he's a big time. Name that you'd have remembered in the 80s on SportsCenter. He used to do a lot of those sumo wrestling broadcasts on ESPN.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, just nobody. This guy's had a really good career. And just for whatever reason, he can't get the words out as quickly as he used to.
Yeah, we had a fortune. We had a local guy here years ago. His name was Scott Springer. Worked for 700WOW, did sports and that. Great announcer. Great. He did the sports and everything. Really fun guy. And all of a sudden, something happened with his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And they canned him. Unfortunately, they fired him. I said, "Well, you know, you can't talk. You can't. So you're fired."
Yeah.
And he's like, well, "And now he." But then he went through like this guy. He went through some therapy and stuff like that, and now he's back into doing some things that for different places. So.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes every 2 weeks with our therapy here, talking, see if we can pronounce the words and remember to. You know, pause and let it not talk over each other and get our points across.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think the show, because it's not going to be just gaming stuff, really can go in different areas. It just doesn't always have to be like Matt and I. Like if Matt says, you know what, I want to do a show, Mike, and talk to so-and-so about something, you know, Matt could go off and do that. Or, you know, sometimes I miss talking to developers, like when I used to do in Gamers in Beta. And I was, you know, sometimes, you know, as I'm on the zero turn, Matt, and I'm deep in my thoughts, I'm deep in, you know, I'm not worried about the grass. It's just me and the, you know, letting the air, just close your eyes and envision this. Just me with my eyes closed on the zero turn, and the sun is just hitting me in the face.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking back to times of yesteryear, and I'd be talking to developers. You know, I you know, every once in a while I might want to, you know, get someone on the show and talk to them and see what makes them tick and why they wanted to make this game and such, you know.
I'm just still with my eyes closed.
Oh, wake up. Let me stop thinking
about you.
Wake up.
On your zero turn, driving around, all sausage stuff.
I got to get those sausages going. You know, I've been doing a lot of grilling in the winter, which usually is not something I do, and I learned a painful lesson: the grill does not heat up as quick as it does in the summertime.
No, it does not.
So the turkey burgers tasted a little better tonight because I let the grill get to be about, you know, 450 before I put them on. I was like, last night, I think I threw them on around like 250. And I was like, I went out there like 5, 6, 7 minutes later. And I was like, why do these things still look pink? And I tried to flip them.
Yeah,
like, they were stuck to the fucking grill. And I was like, oh, this is a mistake.
Yeah, 250 is a smoking temperature, you know, when you smoke your meats and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm not as sophisticated as some of these other meat connoisseurs. You know, I'm a very simple, plain eater. You got to see my wife's away. You got to see the salad I'm making. It's about as basic of a salad as one would make.
Mm.
But still getting my roughage.
I like a good salad.
Yeah.
I love a good salad. Some chicken on it, some bacon bits. Cheese, some little, a few croutons or something, maybe some olives, tomatoes.
No, I can't say no. Olives, I don't like. Too salty. Salty mush in my mouth.
Yeah, I used to be the same way. Now I love putting olives on my salads. Mm. Yeah.
You know, getting back to just doing whatever we want with the show, not to cut you off about your olives, but I was thinking it sparked something with something salty and mushy in your mouth. I would like, if we could get a Matt Helmer on the streets, could everybody picture Matt interviewing random women of the night? I mean, that would be a hell of a thing. You know, Matt out there with this, just a recorder. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm Matt Helmer, and I'm with this podcast, and I just got some pertinent questions I want to ask you. That'd be a hell of a thing.
Let's see what we can do with that. let's take this one step at a time.
I mean, I could picture you in the what type of vehicle are you driving these days?
Big old
white pickup. Truck? The white pickup.
Truck. White pickup. Yeah.
Yeah, I could picture you with rolling down the window very, very slowly and putting this
microphone out the window.
This extra large boom mic. You wouldn't be pulled over for solicitation. There's no way. I'm interviewing. Sir, I am interviewing. This is for the people. This is research for the people.
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing research. Uh-huh.
Women of the Night, don't you know? Women of the Night.
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Yeah.
I'm getting their experience. I'm getting their side of the story. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, talking out their anuses.
Oh my goodness. Vaginas.
Oh my. Wow. Well, look at the time, Matt. Look at the time. Helldivers 2 is calling. I got to jump back in for Democracy.
Yeah, my slippers in the microwave.
We just had to a little test here to make sure that the recording is working. We'll see how it sounds. And we'll do it for real in a couple weeks. What do you say? If you're having second thoughts, let me know. We can always reverse course if needed.
Not yet. Yeah. It's one of the things, when you want to go out with your friends and that, your friend, in a couple weeks we're gonna go to Columbus. You wanna come with us? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Then as it gets closer, like, why did I say I wanna go? I don't really wanna go up to Columbus or something like that. Mm. Which is a real life thing happening on a Saturday now. So anyways.
I thought that's where they have nice desserts.
Up in Columbus?
No.
There's that Jenny's ice cream or something up there. I don't know.
I thought they burned the desserts in Columbus.
Well, you have to have a working oven. The oven was broke. That's what happened. The oven caught on fire, so they couldn't make any desserts. How they could make the rest of dinners, I had no idea, but they couldn't make dessert.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, it's good talking to you, Matt.
Yeah, you too.
We'll catch up. And see if we'll finalize the details. We'll get the all important podcast koozies ready to go in the store. You can't launch a podcast without some koozies,
No.
Cozy time is almost ending, and it's almost time to be outside on your little bungalow there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But we were looking forward to hearing all about become a sophisticated gamer. I hear you got a new PC and you got a Steam Deck. We're going to hear all sorts of experiences.
It's not a Dell.
Yeah. That's what they put on the box. I can't believe that you bought a PC that says this isn't a Dell.
Exactly.
Like,
I didn't get a Dell.
Take your pick. You want a Dell or this is not a Dell?
Well, outside my comfort zone there. So, anyways.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we should end it here before the Dell, then this is not a Dell, overheats.
Yeah. All right. The contract's been signed and sent back to you.
All right. I'll let you know when I get it in the mail.
All right. Cool.
All right. See you, man.
Later.